The battle for Bengal taking yet another twist today with the BJP launching a Save Bengal campaign in Rajghat in the capital. As BJP leaders accuse the Mamata Banerjee government of allowing jihadis to take over Bengal, her government is accusing the centre of an out-and-out political conspiracy fueled by fake news and inflammatory posts. Three BJP leaders have now been booked for spreading fake news, and a man who describes himself as the IT in charge of Bengal BJP's Asansol unit has even been arrested. While the Gorkha, with the Gorkhaland agitation simmering again and 11 communal flare-ups in the state since last October, just what has gone wrong in the Bengal that prided itself on being above ethnic, communal and caste violence? As Bengal turns into a tinderbox, who will douse the fires? Well, joining us on our face-off, Dr. Chandan Mitra, former Rajya Sabha MP, joining us from the BJP tonight. We're also joined by Mahua Moitro from the Trinamool Congress. Dr. Chandan Mitra, the BJP Save Bengal campaign today that was launched with great fanfare in Rajghat, why does the BJP feel that it needs to save Bengal now? How does it propose to do it?
Well, you see, in the last few months, the situation in Bengal has been going from bad to worse, particularly in South Bengal districts, those along the border, and in places like Basirhat, which we are now all familiar with. It is very clear that under the protection and projection by the Trinamool Congress and the police, a section of lumpens and hoodlums belonging to a particular community have been going on the rampage, attacking the other community, their temples, idols, and even their houses. And people have been forced to leave their houses, which have been set on fire, but the police has been attacked, and there is clearly a plan, a game plan to create a massive riot-like situation and cause an exodus from these areas so that illegal migrants from across the Bangladesh border can step in and just fill up that vacancy or vacuum. So this is a concerted plan which has to be stopped if Bengal has to be saved, and that is why the BJP has come forward, because every other party in Bengal is part of the appeasement game plan.
All right, a concerted plan to let the jihadis take over Bengal. Mahua Moitro, at this point, the BJP can well turn around and say, where is punishment for the perpetrators? When the government talks about people from across the border coming in, outsiders being responsible for the violence, could that have happened without local collaborators? As long as there is no action being taken, when this government is not seen to be taking action, aren't you just sort of handing this to the BJP on a platter, as it were?
Ankita, first of all, actually, I have the greatest respect for Dr. Chandan Mitra, and I do think he's one of the more temperate and better informed voices of the BJP. But a few things that he says really surprises me. The first thing about this Save Bengal campaign, I mean, the first I heard of it was when your camera person told me that they've done this in Delhi. I think it is ironic that they launch a Save Bengal campaign and they do it in Delhi. And who does it? Meenakshi Lekhi, who's the MP from a Delhi constituency where six people are caught and beaten up by a violent mob on charges of carrying cattle. And where she doesn't even have the seven assembly constituencies under her, they belong to another party. That's the first. And the other is Kailash Vijayvargiya, who has come in as a replacement for Siddharthnath Singh out of Bengal, who spends his time flitting in and out. So I think this entire Save Bengal is absolutely ludicrous, and they do well as to stick to their own core competences and leave Bengal to those who understand it. That's the first. Now, a couple of things which Dr. Mitra brought up and which you seem to be also repeating, I must put that on record. Dr. Mitra said something. He said that there are lumpen elements of a particular community. Lumpen elements, by definition, can belong to any community. They don't belong to a particular community. And I think it would be furthering the BJP's divisive agenda if we were to sort of label any one community as saying that this is the one community that lumpens belong to. Criminals belong to any community. That's wrong. The second thing, I'm glad glad he mentioned this blueprint that apparently exists, because the BJP does indeed have a blueprint for creating communal tension, and perhaps Dr. Mitra has been privy to that blueprint because he seems to mention it. So that blueprint is for creating communal tension, and that's something that the BJP, after their disastrous defeat in the 2016 assembly elections, yes, seems to be doing in every district in Bengal. The one thing he talked about was illegal immigration. Ankita, you have to remember one thing. It's laughable when people bring up immigration and apparently we're going to have all of Bangladesh on our borders. This is something not even a kindergarten student would believe.
Right.
Because the border belongs to the central government. The BSF, which is one of the five central armed police forces of the central government, is in charge of the border. We have nothing to do with the border.
Chandramitra, the Bengal government is now accusing the center of out-and-out conspiracy. It's saying the center is conspiring against the Mamata Banerjee government. How do you respond? And they're also saying that this is a sort of, there's a cynical strategy of reverse polarization happening over here, that there's been fake news, inflammatory posts, some of those being tweeted and retweeted and put on social media by BJP leaders. Three of your leaders,
I'm really amused by the... I'm really amused by the litany of grievances so articulately rattled off by Ms. Mitra, and including her diatribe against our MP, Ms. Meenakshi Lekhi. Now, as if people from other states, and particularly those in Delhi, have no right to be concerned about another state.
It's a fair question. Why not have a Save Bengal campaign in Bengal? Why the need to do it in Delhi? Would you feel that there were not many takers, not many people would take to the streets of Kolkata if you had it there?
Come on. Had the TMC representative toured the stage, you would have seen that from the Ram Navami procession onwards, how much consolidation has happened, that in every district, processions are being taken out on a daily basis almost, kind of criticizing the state government's deliberate move to promote communalization, to encourage riots, and then protect the rioters. This is what has been happening for the last several years, particularly Dhulagarh onwards. And that is going on in Bengal. We are leaving no stone unturned to arouse public consciousness and mass awareness to expose the hypocrisy of the present Trinamool government. So we don't have to take shelter in Delhi. The campaign today was held at Rajghat to appeal to the consciousness of the Mahatma and to plead that he should give good sadbuddhi, as they would say.
All right.
Good thoughts should come into their mind and they should stop this kind of divisive campaign that they've launched.
Okay, what was the response to that?
Communal polarization that has been undertaken by this government.
Okay, it's a fair point.
That must stop. That's why we chose Delhi. And we can choose any place. We can go to Mumbai, we can go to Hyderabad. We'll do that. The whole country must know what's going on in West Bengal.
Respond to that.
He says he did it, the BJP apparently did it in Delhi and in Rajghat because it was appealing to the spirit of the Mahatma. I guess 3 weeks ago when the president of the BJP referred to the Mahatma as a Chatur Baniya, he probably appealed to that same consciousness. So this kind of rhetoric, apart from making me laugh and making all of India laugh,
to get back to the topic, I want to put across a direct question to you. Is Mamata Banerjee here missing a chance to rise above communal politics? Can she afford to ignore that the communal temperature in the state is rising? And does she not effectively have a counter to what's happening? Because, maybe part of the BJP's argument about appeasement politics does strike home somewhere.
Ankita, look, when they were talking about Bashirhat, the Bashirhat was one incident where somebody put up a Facebook post and the police arrested the boy. Since then, people are saying that there's no action. Yesterday, there was a PIL which came up in the Calcutta High Court, and we have said in response to the PIL, the High Court has said that given that there's a judicial commission, that there's absolutely no need to monitor it because the High Court is happy with what progress that has happened. There are 32 FIRs that have been filed and 66% persons have been arrested, which is far more than what any BJP government has done, be it on the killing of Pehlu Khan, be it after Junaid's killing, be it anything like that. So, and also one thing, Mamata Banerjee's government, I mean, I am Hindu. I don't think I feel the need to tom-tom that around to anybody. We are first citizens of India, then we are citizens of Bengal, and then whatever practice, religion we practice in private is our own business.
Okay,
I don't think
comments.
I need to come out on the streets and, you know, on Ram Navami and tell people I'm a Hindu and that makes me a better Bengali. I think that's dangerous, and what the BJP is doing is dangerous, and Mamata Banerjee and TMC is not going to get drawn into this trap. You want to do it,
sure,
to go ahead. We are not going to have the blood of a divided India on our hands.
Quick last comments, Chandan Mitra.
So, Kazia procession is not dangerous, Ram Navami procession is dangerous. Is that what you're trying to say, Mohadi?
But
isn't
this particularly the kind of divisive rhetoric that is very dangerous? Chandan Mitra, quick last question. Is the BJP eyeing the 2018 Panchayat
like
polls? Is that the goal here with this Save Bengal campaign?
Well, the Save Bengal campaign is going to go on. It is not about elections only. Elections are part of our entire political campaign. But the main thing is to arouse consciousness, show people the divisive manner in which the state government is acting, where all Muslim clerics get something called an imam stipend. And one of those imams, who is a dangerous man, who says that Indian laws need not be followed, that man is given government protection. He's allowed to put a red beacon on his vehicle, which is not removed even after the central law comes into effect. Now, these people enjoy the protection because they are delivering the so-called Muslim vote bank to Ms. Banerjee. Now, we have to clearly convey all this to people, and hopefully the people who are, as it is, getting more and more conscious of these divisive policies will react, and we hope that reaction will have political implications.
All right, okay,
also.
I have to go back to Moha for a last comment on this.
Votes.
The BJP keeps talking about the 28% Muslim vote bank, and the fact that, you know, if Mamata Banerjee picks up even a small percentage of the floating Hindu vote, as it were, then she's assured of a vote share of over 40%, and that's home free for her. How do you respond to this?
Look, this is Bengal has a share Muslim population of 27%, which is more than half, which is more than double that of the national average. We are proud of that. We are proud of our heritage. We are proud of the fact that Hindus and Muslims live together, and this is the way we want it, and this is the way we always hope to have it. That's the first. We are proud of it. It's not something that we're ashamed of, and it's not something we would ever want to change. That's the first. I'm Hindu, and I'm elected from a constituency which is largely Muslim, and I think that is the beauty of India, that is the beauty of Bengal. And it's tragic that the BJP, instead of nurturing that, are trying to destroy it. That's the first. The second thing is, when you see this rabid polarizing Hindu rhetoric where you're giving Z+ security to some charlatan Baba Yogi who's selling magic potions on television and running some kind of consumer empire, it's really not very fair to point fingers at us and say you're doing X or doing
Y.
You know?
I really think it's unfair.
And I do think that I know it's not, because you said exactly the same thing. That's not the discussion that I think we should be falling to, Dr. Mitra.
That Barkati, that Barkati character whom you are promoting is anti-national. He says he does not believe in Indian laws.
Sir, the Barkati character has nothing to do with us.
Let's stick to our corporate empire, or otherwise let's get this back on track. Where is this going from here? How does the Mamata Banerjee government in Bengal, Moha Moitro, now fight on multiple fronts? There's the Gorkhaland agitation, her own MPs now under the scanner, one after another. Today, her tourism minister faced a near attack when he was in Darjeeling. And of course, Boshirhat and all the other communal flashpoints continue to haunt her.
Look, I don't think anything continues to haunt us. We're running a government. Mamata Banerjee is a very hands-on chief minister. And unlike the BJP MP who used the Gorkhas to get smartly elected and then hasn't shown up there, our tourism minister didn't have to go into the areas. But we are there. We want to be part of the solution, which is why a person goes in there. So the fact that the tourism minister is even attacked or heckled or whatever it may be, I think is a sign that we're on the ground, which is far more than putting our tail between our legs and running away the way the BJP MP is done. So that's the strength of us. That's a sign of our strength, not our weakness. And I think going forward, what this government is going to do very strongly is all of this social media onslaught, which the BJP is doing via fake news and fake thing and having all of national media asking us to respond to this. We are really going to go back. Three people have been booked. And going forward, anyone who comes out with this kind of fake social media onslaught is going to be dealt with very severely. And that's something that we've made up our mind to do. So the next time, God forbid, any incident happens somewhere, the BJP is not going to get a chance to fan the flames the same way they did the last time.
All right, we'll leave it at that. I'm completely out of time.
Please Chandan first control Mitra. The hotheads you're promoting.
All right, hotheads clearly have to be promoted, have to be held in from both sides. But for the moment, we'll leave it at that. Chandan Mitra, Mohua Mohitra, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the Buck Stops here tonight.